I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, Halloween is a fun time for many children and adults, but it can be pretty scary for pets. Here are a few ideas to make it less stressful and a little safer for our furry friends. Pet costumes have become big business. According to an article in The Atlantic, the National Retail Federation predicts that owners will spend $350 million on Halloween costumes for their pets. Animals in costumes can be really cute, but if it upsets the pet or is unsafe, restricting the pet's ability to see, breathe, or move, consider something simple like a Halloween-themed bandana. Some of the treats we enjoy can actually harm dogs and cats. Chocolate in any form, especially dark chocolate, can be poisonous to pets. Symptoms include digestive problems, heart problems, and seizures. Non-chocolate candy may contain an artificial sweetener, xylitol, which is poisonous to dogs. A pet probably won't bother to remove the wrapper before it eats the candy, and the wrapper itself can be a hazard, causing an obstruction in the digestive system that could require surgery. Keep all treats away from your pet. That includes grapes and raisins, too. You might think these are healthier treats, which may be the case for humans, but ingesting even a small amount can cause kidney failure in pets. It's really best to keep all Halloween goodies where your furry friend cannot get to them. The Pet Poison Helpline reports that last year it received almost 80 calls about pets that got hold of and punctured glow sticks and glow jewelry, and most of the animals involved were cats. While the contents of glow items are not necessarily fatal, they can cause some serious irritation and discomfort. One last caution. Mischief makers sometimes tease, steal, or harm pets left outdoors on Halloween. If possible, keep your furry buddy confined indoors. Remember that Halloween is just one night a year. The trick is to keep your four-footed companion safe so that you can enjoy each other's company through all the seasons. Now that's a treat when you're speaking of pets.